Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with Tony Jorgensen. We're hoping Marianne Adams will join us and we're sending out love to Jessica who's away today. We can at least get a go on our topic. Tony, how are you doing this week? You're hanging in there and...
Yep, hanging in. Thank you. Yep,
staying on the support. Yeah, is the way I put it.
Barely someday. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Lots to do.
There is. It doesn't seem to, it's funny. Like you think, like how did we get it all done? But somehow we do. I'm just checking our chat room. We don't have Elizabeth yet, but I know she's. I think they're back in their house in Florida after the hurricane.
Yeah, I talked to her. She doesn't know if she's joining us today or not, but
that's
we'll
okay.
Just keep looking for her just in case. Yep.
All right. Anyway, we're talking about sharing our favorite metaphysical and spiritual books, movies, and podcasts. And did you make a list, Tony? Oh, there, looks like Marianne just joined us. There she is.
Okay. Yeah, I know she's got a lot more than I do, so I'm glad she's joining us.
Yeah.
Hi, Marianne.
Well, I went totally old school with my list. So, hey, Marianne, welcome.
Hey, thank
Tony
you.
Tony was just saying, that you have a really good list of books and movies and podcasts and stuff to share for our spiritual pilgrims.
You have a lot. I mean, you have a lot of them that you listen to because you send them all to me. So mine are probably the same as yours.
My Audible is full. My Audible account is full of all. I just can't get enough of them. I love them so much. So many wonderful books on tape, and just love them. Tape.
Who are some of your authors, and who would you like to listen to?
Oh my goodness, so many. Well, Wayne Dyer, of course. Love him.
Of course.
Love
yes.
him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love Louise Hay. Anything from Hay House, I just devour their list of suggestions. Love everybody on there.
Yeah, there's a lot of well-known, spiritual authors. I think John Edward goes through Hay House, doesn't he? I know John Holland does. You'll see stuff from JVP, James von Prague.
You do.
Yeah. I'll just read my list. I went really old school because a lot of this stuff, if you get to the early writings and the early texts and stuff, you'll get almost like a ground of things when people actually started to, because I think spirituality has been around forever, um, but we didn't start to really hear about it in mainstream media till like Madame Blavatsky and I can't think of that guy's name, Aleister Crowley, guys like that, you know, the ones who really started it. And I'm sure before then there was a whole lot of authors and what we don't know. But one book that is really neat, and you can get it on PDF, and I think it's by Aleister Crowley, is A Life in the World Unseen. And the subtitle is Life After Death in the Physical Body. Now, I have that on PDF, and I will put that on our page, our Enter the Light page, because it's really neat. It talks about the crystalline world. A couple of weeks ago, we had Linda Irwin on, and she was talking about building in the astral plane, like building your own, you know, whatever you want. You can design whatever you want over there. And this talks a lot about the astral plane and just, as it say, life in the world unseen. It's really cool. It's a pretty obscure text. And I also wanted to mention Edgar Cayce. Some of the work that he did is like it's a foundation for, you know, the rest of us. Like we're just on the shoulders of these giants, you know. Evidence of Oh, there's a really, really old book, and I inherited it off my dad's bookshelf, and it's called Evidence of God in a Scientific Age. It's fascinating. Wow. I think there's I can't remember how many, but there's a whole bunch of scientists, and including Einstein, talking about how they know there is a divine entity, not entity, but like, I really don't believe there's a guy in a white beard and a nightshirt, like casting, casting curses on people and, you know, like that. I don't, that's not how I see God. But I do see a divine intelligence, because all you have to do is look at nature and go, oh, my God, or how we are built, these bodies that we move around in. Mm-hmm. Like, who designed that? Who knew? How did they do that? Just the nervous system alone is a thing of wonder, you know? It just blows your mind. Now the Seth books, Jane Roberts and, did you guys ever read those?
No.
I haven't. No, but
yeah, Seth books. Yeah. Huh. Well, Seth is a personality who came through to a lady, she and her husband, Robert Butts and Jane Roberts, used to channel an entity called Seth. And the books are, I mean, I can't even begin to describe them. He talks about life all over, like, I mean, we're just a puny little planet with people on it, but there's just way more life than we know it, you know? And Seth talks about different lifetimes. I'll post all these links for you guys, because I think it'll blow you away. Okay. We talked about the Ruth Montgomery books last week. She talks about walk-ins and healers and reincarnation and whatnot. And Ruth Montgomery, as Tony pointed out, is a really, really easy read. Like, it's such you can gobble that book up in an afternoon if you've got a rainy day and a bit of time. Getting a little bit more modern, any of the stuff that Carl Jung has written is really worth following. He might be a little bit up Elizabeth's alley, because Elizabeth looks at fairy tales and, stories and how they impact our spiritual journey. Let's see. Anita Mirjani, you guys have heard of her, right?
How do you spell his? How do you spell Carl's last name?
Spell Carl Jung?
Oh, Jung. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, J-U-N-J.
Okay. J-U-N-J.
And I figure, there's a whole bunch of them getting drunk together. They're pickled Jungians. Sorry. bad joke. Okay. And then I got to move on to, like, I've skimmed the surface here. I mean, there's infinite amount of stuff you can read and learn from. I adore Anita Mirjani and her work. Are you guys familiar with her? Yeah, I think I may have.
I read her first book.
Yeah, and she's all over YouTube.
Amazing.
If you just want to watch a video, like, she's such a beautiful soul. And some souls, you know, they go to the edge, they peer into the abyss, and they're like, not done yet, and they come back. They share, Sharon Milliman is like that, too. She's a little less well-known, but she's another person that had a near-death experience. There's been so many of them. And Neil Donald Walsh, of course, we adore him.
Oh, yes.
And Eckhart Tolle. Always a perennial favorite of mine. I just love him. And some of the older books, if you can catch some of Lobsang Rampa's work, as I say, he's a bit of a curmudgeon, but he's a brilliant spiritualist, and I learned so much from him. And also, if you get a chance, look up Krishnamurti. His stuff is a little hard to watch on video. He's a very slow talker, and he's got kind of a thick accent, so it's a bit hard to understand him. But if you can find his written, his essays and whatnot, his essay on education will blow your socks off, even if you're not wearing socks. So, it's quite something. Tony, did you, this is just skimming the surface. I could go on for about the whole show listing people, and there's one other person I wanted to shout out. Shakti Gawain. Is She is, let's see, what did she, Creative Visualization is one of her books, but she has written several, S-H-A-K-T-I, and her last name is G-A-W-A-I-N, Shakti Gowan. I think she crossed a few years ago, but her work holds up as her legacy, and it's absolutely brilliant, and it's easy readable stuff. It's great. So I think we'll have to have a few of these book sessions and pass them on. But yeah. Wayne Dyer. Oh, you know, James von Prague is all over YouTube. John Edward. Yeah. John Holland, I love. He's so great. Sue Beckley and I were talking yesterday about, and I forget her name again. She's the New York medium. She runs around. She's got the fabulous hair, and she comes up to people.
Medium. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, I can't. Yeah. I keep forgetting her name.
Tammy,
Cusco.
I think.
It's
Teresa.
Yeah.
She's
lovely.
I've been to a couple of her shows. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I love her. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
she's
on
my
list. So,
Teresa. Yeah.
She's so out there, and she's so. I just love her confidence. She's beautiful. So Well, so Tony, what did you have some lists or anything? Did everyone not do
well? My
homework?
List was one of them was the Long Island medium. She, I've been following her for years, so I've watched all her shows that used to be on TV, and then my daughter and I have been to several of her. I guess they're like concerts. I mean, she has thousands of people that come to see her.
Yeah,
we went
absolutely.
One in Canada, and then we went to one in Salt Lake City. And
wow.
The other one was Wayne Dyer's on my list. And then I listen to a lot of people on YouTube. And like I said, whatever Mary Ann reads and she likes, she passes to me. So my list is pretty much what her list is. So I was going to let her go. But I've been reading books my whole life, but now I'm into the books that you just told me about, the ones you mentioned. That's my newest one is with Ruth Montgomery. I have two or three books that I just bought from her. My problem is as soon as I start reading, I fall asleep. So I have to do book on tape while I'm driving. So I just,
that's hilarious. Well, that's
I
nice
do.
That
I
you.
Swear I get through one page and I'm gone.
Well, that's wonderful, because with so many people having trouble with insomnia lately, I'm hearing it from just about everyone. You know, that's so great that you can actually, follow
through
with something that.
Yeah, but I can't get through
a
book. Well, I can't get through a book. Yeah,
I know.
It's
well,
great.
You know, I guess you'll have to do books on tape, as you say. But
Yeah.
Oh, and, you know, we talked about James von Prague, but all of his books are just fabulous, you know.
Yeah.
I can't even begin to name them all. There's so many wonderful, wonderful. And, you know, I haven't gotten into the newer ones yet. But, boy, I think we're going to have to maybe do a book show every couple of months or something and get some. Because I know Jessica would have brought some lists. But she couldn't join us today. Anyway, that's okay. But did anyone want to add anything? Because we've got a couple of callers waiting, and we can bring them into the conversation.
But Marianne, you have a couple of good ones that I'm sure that they'd like to hear that you usually, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Books?
Yeah, books.
Or movies or...
Or videos, or YouTube.
Any kind of media,
There's some great stuff on, I think it's like on Netflix. I mentioned it before. And then it's also on YouTube. That guy, I think it's Greg, let's see, Man or something. It's Life After Life, I think is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Gary Schwartz.
Great, yeah.
Gary Schwartz.
Is that Gary
Schwartz? I think it's Gary
brilliant.
Schwartz.
Yeah.
What's the
guy
that you watch, though? I mean, on Netflix. I can't
Tyler
remember
Henry.
His name. Yeah,
he's
Tyler.
Tyler Henry. Yeah.
He's lovely.
He's really fun. Yeah.
Also, there's Life After Death is a show on Netflix, which is pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys seen, I think I saw him on Facebook, but I'm not sure. The kid, he's a guy, he's a young guy, and I think he's from Australia. I'm not sure. But he's a healer. Have you seen any of his things? I can't remember his name. But I just kind of came across it when I was, and he has also concerts like Long Island Medium does, and he can heal like hundreds of people.
Wow. Is his first name Matt?
Charlie, is it Charlie Goldsmith or something like that?
Charlie.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Wow.
He's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
It's so much
like,
going
on.
One
lady, she was sick. She had vertigo really bad that she couldn't even walk at all. It wasn't vertigo. It was worse than vertigo, but she was on with him, I think, on the session that I was watching, and within 15, 20 minutes, she was able to walk again without vertigo.
That's crazy. Wow. Wow.
It was that. Yeah.
It's too bad there's such a feeling from so many people of like, well, that's just stuff and nonsense and, you know, woo-woo and all that stuff. But but healing is a real thing. Energy healing is absolutely, you know, a real thing. Doesn't matter how you do it or come at it. It's it does work.
Yeah.
Oh, we have dragonflies in the...
dragonflies in there. Yeah.
Hello. And I think this person's been with us before. Well, hi, dragonflies. It's nice to see you in the chat room. And if you have any questions, just throw them at us. Beautiful. Well, I'll tell you what, if we think of more stuff as we go, because I'm hoping our callers will be able to make some suggestions too. Oh, what do we got? Okay. So, if you'd like to join the conversation, call in, or like a little mini reading, give us a call at 646-564-9868. And I think if you guys are okay, we'll go to our first caller and see what they've got to say.
Hi, this is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana.
Hi.
Nice to hear from you again.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're good. We're forgetting everything we meant to say on the show as we go, and we'll all remember it afterwards. Did you, I know, Christiana, that you do this sort of work, and I wondered, did you have anything you'd like to suggest, to to our reading list? Mm-hmm, go for it.
And I was wondering if I could get a reading, too?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so one author I like is... Sarah Seidelman, she writes like books from a shamanic perspective.
Mm-hmm.
She's a shaman that works with me like at least once or twice a year. And I really like her. And she has like a card deck too called I have it right here, one second.
No problem.
How good are you willing to let it get? And it has an elephant on the box.
Okay.
And it's really fun, kind of like quirky cards. And then I like Scott Cunningham, I think his name is.
Nice.
There are books on like Wicca. And and then there's like The Crystal Bibles by, I think, Judy Hall.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're going to do
and
a
I
show
on
crystals.
But...
Yeah, no, that's good. We have an upcoming show. One of our topics will be crystals, so I'll make sure we mention that. That sounds wonderful. Wow. Okay, well, Christiana, what would you like to ask today? What can we look at for you?
Can I ask for general, or do you need a question?
No.
Just whatever's on your mind.
Yeah, we can do a general.
I'm just wondering, I'm just wondering kind of like who's around me in spirit, because I always feel someone by the head of my bed on the left side. Mm. So, and that's been going on for years, and I've had different answers as to who it was, but I don't know if you guys have answered that or not. Here.
Crazy. Crazy, because I just picked a card that says almost exactly what you just said.
Wow. What is,
yeah,
it, what is it,
it says, I got the Five of Pentacles for her, and it says, doors that activate magical opportunities are always opening for you. Financial or health difficulties, feeling left out or ostracized, worried about your security, a chance to clear your energy and blockage. But it talks about that there is somebody with you. I think we told you that too before, didn't we?
A while ago. You might have, yeah. Yeah, you might have.
It says, find your hunger for fierce, wait a minute. My glasses are horrible. If you're hiding in the shadow, you've been stagnant for a hot minute. Ask yourself if you've been laser focused on the things that you are lacking in your life. If fear is your reality, flip the script and remember that against all odds, all oppressions, all class barriers, all everything, there is always a choice to move beyond your limitations. Make the absolute best of your life. You are locked out from which you are locked into whatever you desire. So I'm getting a male figure. I don't know what they're getting, but I'm getting a male figure, like a grandfather type figure that's over there on the side of your bed. So, that's my two cents.
From the Ladisha side?
Huh?
Perhaps?
Like a grandfather figure, a male figure. I mean, it might necessarily be not your grandfather, but some kind of male older figure. On the left side.
Okay.
Did you say it was the left side of your bed?
Yes, at the head of my bed on the left side.
At the head of your bed. That's what I'm getting. I mean, it might not be a grandpa. It could be, you know, I just see an older man.
Yeah, it's definitely masculine. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah. I see that too. I actually see like male glasses on him. And it's an older man.
Cool.
Yeah. But he's there to help you. It's not a bad thing. It's like this.
No,
is
I
don't
feel that.
Yeah.
It feels positive.
There to protect you. Yeah. Good. That's my
nice.
For you, Diana.
Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Marianne, did you want to go ahead? Or I can go if you're not ready yet.
Well, I mean, all I have is a message from him to you. So what he's saying to you is that he says, I send you loving signs through nature. And he says, yes, that is me sending you signs of my love and presence. I learned how to do this from the angels and from our other loved ones who are here with me. In heaven, he says, together we send you reminders that you are cared for, watched over, and protected by us.
Mm.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. He says that he sends you birds, dragonflies, butterflies, flowers, clouds, and rainbows. And he says, each time you notice these signs, your body will give you confirmation of who sent them to you. And he's saying, I'm so glad that you're trusting the signs and your body's signals. We're so connected, and that includes our connection through nature. And he says that he loves you.
Mm. Wow. That's beautiful.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Lovely. Okay. Okay, Christiana, this is Lynn. And immediately when you asked like a general question, I heard Feist in my head, the song 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you remember that? It was years ago, but so I looked up angel number 1, 2, 3, 4, 1234. And it refers to deep progression, awakening, and personal growth. 1, 2, 3, 4 undoubtedly signals that you are on the right path, and it's time now to celebrate. Your hard work, effort, and determination are paying off, and you are making great progress towards your goals. You are being reminded that the infinite intelligence of the cosmos lies within you. There is nothing you cannot do if your beliefs are aligned with what you desire. Planet Earth is a playground of the soul, initiating key soul lessons through what we call life experience. These aren't one-time lessons, but instead they're lessons that we go back to again and again as we navigate the spiral of life. Having complete and utter faith in yourself, even if you can't see all the steps, you are being guided beyond belief. That guiding vision that you have for yourself is rapidly making its way to you. Your loving angels are cheering you on and offering all the support, encouragement, and aid you need moving forward. So this is a pretty nice message for you to be getting. It feels like it's now time to take the step. Your journey, to take the next step in your journey. And I'm also, I agree that this presence that's at your bedhead, I wrote down totally benign and totally there for help to help you. Nothing to worry about, no fear, no fright. And it almost, yeah, and I think, Tony, you said it was like a male, like grandfather energy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I get the same thing, and I get that feeling of sheltering. I'm seeing like a bird mm-hmm. with its wings spread and sheltering around you. And it really, I think you're really on the right path, Christiana. You're putting your business forward, right? You're carrying on with your work, yes?
I've taken a step back from that again. It's just not going where I had
to go.
But, you know, I wasn't meeting my goals with the business or the psychic mm-hmm. business. So I decided to just kind of put my energies elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It feels like I'm getting the image of a sub program playing in the background. So like on a computer, you may have sub programs running, but you're not aware of them. And I feel like you haven't, it's not done with you yet. The spiritual work is not over for you, just taking a break. It's really hard. It's a really hard go, and there's a lot of weird competition out there. So don't give up. And certainly, I think you're really, whatever it is you're on to right now, put your heart in it and keep going, because I think you are going to get what you're going for. Your goals will be met. Your dreams will come true, and I think it's nothing to worry about if you feel stalled. We all get there, and we all, you know, this will pass for you. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel really good about things right now in my life and feel like mm-hmm. I'm going good places. And today I did, like, an art with a lady with a mohawk with feathers, and then I did an actual spiral. But it looks kind of like a blob. But I'm just having fun with it today. Really a lot of fun.
Well, you know, that's spiritual work. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Kind of creativity. Yeah. That's fabulous. You're following your path with heart. That's so nice.
Yeah, it comes in different ways. You know, it's not only just doing like what we're doing or being on shows. There's other ways that you can help, you know. People.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And
oh, yeah.
Get your name. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard. We know we're going through the same thing, you know, trying to figure out new ways to get out there. We're with you. We know how hard it is. So.
Yeah. Well, if you do, Christiana, if you get back on that horse again, don't mm-hmm. ever hesitate to join us as a guest, because we had you on before and you were lovely. We'll have you on again anytime, so let us know.
Oh, that's good to hear. Well, thank you, everybody, for the readings.
You're welcome. Keep on keeping on, because I really feel like you're on a good path, and, you know, it'd be hard to knock you down at this point, because you've got help. You've got, you know, you're surrounded by love, and you've got it going on.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, my dear. Well, listen, we'll talk to you again and call back in, and just sending you all kinds of love and light. Oh, I didn't mean to hang up, but I just did. Okay. Sorry about that. Oh, my goodness. I will not quit my day job to become an operator. All right. So I think our next caller is Kimberly in Georgia. Yes?
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello?
It is Kimberly in Georgia. Hi.
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
How are you? We're good. How are you?
Good.
Good. What's new?
Well, I wanted to talk about the book like y'all were talking about.
Yeah. You want to hear about it?
Oh, yes. Fabulous. I know you're a reader and a writer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So one of the books that really changed my perspective was Conversation with God with Neil Donald Walsh.
Yes. Yes.
What was it?
That's also.
I didn't get that.
Conversations with God.
Neil Donald Walsh.
Yeah.
And that is actually on YouTube as a movie, and it's really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna
awesome.
And then The Light Shall Set You Free by Dr. Norma Milanovic.
Beautiful.
And then the book that keeps me going is A Course in Miracles.
Yes.
Resonates with me.
Yeah, I'm glad we mentioned that one. Yeah, that's
That
really is A Course in Miracles, too. Miracles. Now, that is, I think that's available. I know you can get it on PDF drive because I downloaded it. I think I have it in my files. If anyone wants it, I can post it.
Okay.
But,
yeah,
that's cool. Amazing. I'm glad you mentioned that, Kimberly, because I completely forgot about that book. And it's one of the very, very, it's like a basic text if you're following a spiritual course. So that's amazing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. So I know you're also some writing as well. And have you ever written any spiritual stuff, or is that yet to come with you?
No, and that's what I've been thinking about. I think some of my poetry is spiritual that I've written. I'm in the midst of writing a children's book that is going to be along the spiritual line.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
Fabulous. Well, keep on keeping on, because it's, it sort of leaves a footprint in the world, you know, when you leave writing behind or works of art of any kind. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. So, can we look at a question for you today, Kimberly? Is there anything answer for you?
My question is about just meeting. Maybe I don't know if I need to talk about when my next romantic relationship will come up, or am I going to meet my spiritual group of friends, because right now I'm an introvert and an extrovert, but I've been here in Georgia for 9 years, and it's like I have strangers. I really don't have any friends, and I really don't go out like that. So I'm just wondering what's next when it comes to that, because right now I can just say my friends are my family. I really don't have a friend call and talk to. Usually it's my family. So.
Yeah. Well, anybody, go ahead if anyone's getting anything right away. And if not, I shall go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Lynn.
Yeah. Okay. So, Kimberly, you're not, it's not that you're, like, there's, of course, it's like Tigger, you know, from Winnie the Pooh. There's only one Tigger, right? And there's only one Kimberly. Mm-hmm. There's only one of each of us, right? So we are unique creatures. But what I'm getting is you're not, you're in Georgia, and that's, you know, a great place to live, but you're not meeting people on the same wavelengths. And I'm getting, what I'm getting as an image is like tuning into a radio station, right? So when you're between stations, it's hard to get any, you're just getting that static. And it feels like there's a tuning in process that needs to happen. And I feel too, Kimberly, that you're more likely to find it online, like using social media, but also like online groups. I guess that's social media. But it feels like you're not, it's almost like unicorns looking for each other, right? They're pretty rare and they're hard to find, and you have to sit really still to attract them, right? So it's not anything you're doing, and it's not like you're an unlovable person or anything like that. But for you, especially a romantic partner, there's some, a uniqueness to that person that, you know, they're hard to find. And I would suggest that you start to feel out, and I don't mean dating sites. I'm talking about mutual interest mm-hmm. groups. And I also get a feeling, Kimberly, that you're more suited to someone who is also in to looking at the spiritual side of things. I don't think you're going to do well with somebody who's like a five-sensory being who only experiences the world through what they can taste and touch and see. I think you need to be with someone who is as intuitive as you are. And I'm also getting, I'm seeing fairy dust, like glitter, fall down, and it's like a fellow writer. He's a fellow writer, and he is a macho dude, but he's also like really sensitive. And he is out there, and he is looking for you. I think I heard this song for you once before, but I'm hearing somewhere out there, and it's the concept of two people, and they're separate, and they're like alone on the planet, but they're all looking at the same stars and the same moon, and they're out there, and I can feel the longing, but he is out there, Kimberly. I swear he's not unattainable. And I feel like groups, special in like groups that you have an interest in something and they do too. It's got to be authentic, because it won't work with somebody who's frivolous or thoughtless. It's got to be an intellectual and spiritual match. Tony, can you take it from here?
Yeah. So immediately when you said the Georgia thing, I got get out of Georgia, which is not practical for you to up and move out of Georgia. But I was getting the same thing like Lynn. You're not going to find them necessarily in the groups that you're in. And I'm talking about friends or lovers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the Two of Wands, and it says, the world is filled with opportunities for adventure, and I welcome them into my life with planned actions. It says you need to make a choice to really do that thing you want to do or not. You can dream it, and you can envision it, or you can begin to live it. So planning and imagining can have a feeling like the observers of a dream. And our action is the only way to bring that dream to life. It's okay to choose between the wand that's easily rooted to the place you already know, or the one that leans into exciting new possibilities. Take a deep breath, because self-initiation change is scary. The only way to take strides towards your goal is to make you move, learn that thing, call that contact, make the decision. Non-action won't get you there. and you'll likely have feeling of that, like what you're having right now. So it's out there for you, like Lynn said, but you have to, you're going to have to initiate it. You're going to have to do it. Like she said, you're going to have to, you know, it's not going to be easily around you. So you're going to have to look for it, whether it's online, in the Facebook chats. But when you said, you did say something like, I don't know if I'm going to find somebody, you know, in the things that you do. I definitely think you will. I think it'll be in your spiritual journey or your church or somewhere along the lines, you're going to find that person there. But it's definitely a strong yes, is what I get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Marianne?
All right.
Yeah. So what I have is that there is somebody for you, and your spirit team knows that you're looking for somebody. So what they want you to do is look for a sign. So they're saying that somebody very special, they have something very special for you, and you can expect to start seeing signs that will have deep meaning to you. Some people see white feathers to indicate that their angels are with them, or they'll smell scents, or you know, from their childhood or from somebody that reminds them of a special person. And it'll be a special meaning for you. But your signs are going to require focused attention. So be awake to the possibilities. Don't mistake synchronistic events for mere coincidences. Not right now. The messages are designed especially for you. So pay attention to them. There's somebody that they're trying to get your attention with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I also want to add, Kimberly, that I got a bird paradise flower came in for you. And I'm looking at it here. And it has some really nice associations about faithfulness. The bird of paradise is associated with the surprise of romance. And it also means faithfulness, which is a really nice thing if you're in a relationship that you don't have to ever worry about. So I feel like it's going to be something that you will attain. And it's magnificence and splendor, joyfulness and excitement. And it also can represent paradise, freedom, and immortality. And I feel kind of like this symbol, I think, is coming from your aunt, your auntie Barbara. Something about that lady speaks to me of elegance. And, you know, there's something really like she's got a queen-like bearing to me. And it wouldn't be surprising that she would send that, message to you. And it also talks about inspiration in arts, in artistic pursuit, right? So I think this is telling you, if you're a little bit afraid to believe or something like that, almost if you want it so much, you won't get it kind of thing, if that makes sense at all, like, don't be afraid to believe and don't be afraid to ask for everything that you deserve, you know? It's all there for you. And it feels like all you have to do is, like, reach out and ask for the guidance. And it feels like you are going to meet this like-minded soul. It is a meeting of souls. It really is. And it's kind of beautiful. So yeah, it's there for you. It's definitely something that is attainable. So was it Marianne that said watch the signs, pay attention to the signs?
Yeah.
I would say I really agree with that. Just look up all the meanings of the bird of paradise flower, because it's a big showy flower. And it's got a lot of really positive energy attached to it for you. So,
okay.
Yeah. Do you have any other questions you wanted to look at, Kimberly, besides romance and stuff like that? Anything else?
I don't know if I told you all, but I'm in a new job. I'm still teaching but it's in a different place. But and there's some things there. I guess wherever you go, nothing is going to be perfect. But I just wish that they would focus on the students more. You get there, and it's almost as if they take something and run with it, and they don't think about how it affects the students. And sometimes it's frustrating. Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, everywhere I've been, it's been that way. And I thought, you know, this might be a better place, but, I mean...
This is again, you are a unique individual. I don't know if you've ever heard the expression a common or garden, whatever, you know, like a common or garden flower. Or you're not. You're a rare sort of individual. And because you're such an empath, you see these things because you're quite right. I'm getting this feeling sent to me that the school system is run more like a business. And it's more like the bottom line. What the education system is meant to do is to nourish minds and help them to grow, help them to learn how to learn so that they can spend a lifetime learning and growing and playing on the earth, you know, using everything they've got. But the thing is, it feels like you're howling into a wilderness a lot of the time, and you can't see why other people can't see it too. And you know, basically, Kimberly, I'm getting this message that you're in a world of muggles, you know, muggles, and that you can lead them to water, you can't make them drink. And I think a lot of people are at different stages of learning, and you're kind of in a more awakened state, so you're seeing what's really truly out there. But nobody's listening. You know, you can howl into the wilderness and they're like, what? No. But that makes you kind of like, I think we want more people to be like you. Have you ever considered working in a different system like the Montessori schools and whatnot?
You have to be certified to be in Montessori. So, and I don't know how that works. But I know that you have to be certified in Montessori.
Yeah.
How about Excelsior Academies or those? They're like private academies, but they don't charge their students. Because I just asked if you should open your own school, and it said no. But I asked if somebody out there is looking for you, like in a different type of school, and it said yes. So I think you need to, like what that card said also and what Lynn's saying, it might not necessarily be Montessori, but there's other schools out there like that. Like my grandson goes to the Excelsior Academy, which it's not private, but it's borderline private. You know, you just have to do donations and work in the school in order for your child to work there, but to go to school there, but it sounds more, they teach more of the way that you're talking about. So I don't know if they have that in Georgia or not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would have to look at it. But I would just love to get out of education altogether. I've attempted three or four times, but I'd just rather not, to be honest with you. I'd just rather not.
Yeah. It's not because you're bad. Like, it's not the teaching. It's the having to deal with the system, I think, that does your head in.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's okay. It does feel a lot. It kind of feels isolated, like to be the only guy awake sometimes. And I don't mean that, you know, but when you can find more. Oh, my gosh. Remember the story of the ugly duckling that kept looking around and, are you my family? Are you my family? And it wasn't like any of the other creatures. And then, yeah. And there's the swans. And this little dude's a swan. And he just didn't know it. She didn't know it. And and I think it's very applicable to you. Like you know, once you find that tribe, you're going to be just booting it. You'd be rocking. Yeah. And you'll feel like home. It feels like you haven't ever felt at home in this world, really, with your fellow humans. It's like, Mm-hmm. Wake up, everybody, you know, and it's really hard to do that. But you will, like, I just don't ever give up the search, you know. It's, I remember, I guess, about 12, 13 years ago when I was at a really, really dark place, and what I was guided to was the James von Prague community. And now he can't run that anymore because he got kind of famous and had to go do other things. But that place saved my energy, it saved my life, it saved my heart. It was exactly what I needed. So ask for the guidance. I don't mean join a cult or anything, but just find the group that works. Yeah, there she goes. Oh no, Lynn told me to. No, man.
No way. No way.
You're too smart for that, love. I'm just being a silly bugger. But the thing is, it's going to be hard to find them, but once you find them, you're going to just blossom like a flower and all that, and you won't feel weird talking to people about stuff either. Like, people will understand what you mean, that the students need to come first, you know, and that's the whole edge. Did you ever read Krishnamurti on education?
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up, because I heard you talk about that, and I was going to ask you to send me the PDF.
This week
I'm off and I have time to read, and I would love to read that.
It's literally one of the best essays I've ever read on education. It's exactly what you were saying. And, it blew me away, and I'd love to share that with you. So, yeah, I made a note here, Kimberly, to find that for you, and I'll send it. I'll send it to the Enter the Light page on Facebook, too, because it's short. It's an easy read, but it's really, really, really rich with intelligence and boy, you know, if we can all join our lights together, we could change the world as it is, because we've gone down a pretty dark path as a species, I think. But, you know, that's why to the light workers, and definitely, Kimberly, you are a light worker. Like, your light is very, very strong. So you will have the influence. And again, you know, you can't talk to people that aren't going to listen, you know, and a lot of these people, it's the bottom line. They're more interested in schedules and obedience and stuff than, you know. And one thing they're saying to me about you too is that you scale when you teach according to how the student learns, and that's very rare. It's not a one size fits all thing. And if you had that opportunity to do it through your writing, Sorry, did somebody, go ahead. Someone went.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
No, you're good.
Oh, okay. I just thought I was, okay. Yeah, so I think, you've got nothing to worry about, Kimberly. It ain't you. You're just in a sleepy sort of unenlightened world right now. And the ones who get it, it's like the Harley Davidson thing. If I have to explain it to you, you wouldn't understand anyway. So, you know, sometimes you just can't explain it to people. But don't give up, because keep looking. I'm seeing like a wolf trying to find the trail, sniffing around, and, you know, how they never, never, never give up. They will find that scent, and you will find it. And I'm actually getting, like, within 6 months, if you put your head down and follow the signs, as Marianne said, it looks like 6 months will take you there. Within 6 months, you're going to find that team, that group. Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to thank you so much for the message that came through in reference to me teaching to the student and how they learn, because that is such a lost art, because you wouldn't believe the things I hear from teachers that say, you know, they're not that smart anyway. And I'm just listening to them. And students telling me, well, they don't teach like you. They don't care if we learn or not. I mean, you would just be amazed of what I hear and what I hear from, you know, I'm just listening. And I'm observing, and I'm like, why are you here? Why are you even engaged with me? You know?
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. I'm not laughing at you, Kimberly. I'm laughing at the situation being so dense. And, like, how do you get through? Because you see it clearly, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But never, never, never give up. Like, absolutely. Because I feel like you are on, you're going in the correct direction. And that starts with questioning the status quo, right? Which
yeah.
I think you've been doing for a while. even though you will get out of teaching in a formal way, but you will still be a teacher. You'll be, still be a light worker and a teacher. And I've always felt, Kimberly, there's something bigger waiting for you that you need to, once you see it, step into it and give it everything you've got, because the world needs that energy. If we're gonna change course, I think we need all the light workers like you that, you know, their heart and their soul
yeah.
in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope that helps. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it does, tremendously. Thank you all for taking the time out with your messages.
Anytime.
God bless
well,
you.
You're one of... You're one of our, you feel like one of the family, Kimberly, so anytime,
oh, yeah.
call whenever, and we love you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if you haven't found too many, like you found this motley crew, and we're sort of like a soul family for you.
Yeah.
I agree, which is why I call in when y'all are on.
Oh, beautiful. Well, I'm glad, and it's going to expand for you. It will. Just just trust all is well, as my guide says. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, and y'all have a lovely Sunday and a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday.
And
you too,
my dear. Yeah, beautiful.
All right.
Love and light, Kimberly.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, I did it again. Oh, I'm sorry, Kimberly. I'm terrible trigger finger there. Whoops. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Well, moving on then. 860, you're
hi.
On the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, it's Amla. How are you?
Oh, hi, Amla. How are you doing? Long time no
I'm
hear.
I'm doing all right. Thank you.
I don't know if you guys remember Amla. She's an author and a longtime friend of the show. You with lots of us. I know you call into Angel Answers, and we all know you. So welcome.
Yeah, it's been
Amla.
A while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're
well,
right
how's
on.
It going? How's your book
I'm doing
going?
All right. I'm doing all right. It's been a little topsy-turvy, but I'm trying to roll with the punches, so to speak.
Excellent. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, well, you know, what else can you do? Because resistance is futile, as they say, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, what you resist will persist. So before we start, did you have any books you'd like to recommend, Amla? And you can mention your own if you want.
Any book?
Well,
no,
we're talking
any...
about the spiritual and metaphysical books, but I know you've written some that are in the spiritual sense.
I really like Wayne Dyer. His work is
mm-hmm.
amazing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoy his theme. And then also... Greg Braden, amazing.
Yes, he's wonderful.
And then Bruce Lipton, amazing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. These are
good
all
guys.
Excellent.
Joe
yeah.
Dispenza. Is it Dispenza?
Yes.
Yeah. Dispenza. I think it's Joe Dispenza.
Yeah, Dispenza.
Yes.
Yes.
Dispenza.
Oh, he's
yes.
wonderful.
Yes. Yep.
Now, is he the guy, did he work with Hugh Len, the Ho'oponopono guy?
Yes.
Yes, I thought so.
Yeah.
I thought so. He kind of carries on the work. Yeah, he's very good. And he's on YouTube. And he's easy,
yeah.
easy to watch and follow.
Yeah.
I love all these guys. This is great. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
So how can we help you? Did you have a question we can look at for you?
Yeah, I'm actually going to... I think this is just kind of like a reset. And somewhat I kind of know what's going on, but I guess to the specifics, I'm not quite sure how it's going to go. I've been talking to somebody that I'm interested in, and it's been about 3 months, and we're just friends, but I know there's a deeper connection. I don't just have casual friends. I have kindred spirit friends. So
mm-hmm.
There's a really nice rapport and synergy between us. And something happened a few weeks ago where the communication, I think I'm clear with the way I speak and the way I convey my message. But it's not pointing fingers at him. It's just more like he was off. And I'm just trying to reach out to him again. I gave him some space to kind of reflect, but I asked him a question and he didn't really respond to it. So I'm kind of wanting to go around, come back around and basically ask him, you know, did you think about what I asked you? And so it was kind of like he left it up in the air and he didn't respond. So I just kind of want some closure and more so even just like a reset time to just regroup. And I think that's what this time away was for. So anything you've got with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did anyone want to go ahead? Crickets. Alrighty. Okay. But Amala, the badger comes in for you as
okay.
totem. The badger imparts persistence, determination, and endurance. The badger also
okay.
gives mental energy and fighting spirit. It would rather die than give up, so badger teaches us how to stick to a project and see it through to completion. The badger also talks about patience and fortitude, keen mind, and prophetic aptitude. Yeah, so the badger, I think it's a hang in there, baby, kind of feeling. Yeah. The badger comes in when it's time to make big advancements. Badger belongs to truly patient and resourceful souls. And I think, you know, having written the books you've written, I think you've proven that in yourself. And the badger is a power animal for you when you need to be ferocious. And I don't think that means being nasty, but sticking to
right.
your guns and rising up as the spiritual warrior. So, I think the badger, and if you get a chance, if you can look up all the meanings of the badger, because there's way more there than I can fit into just the show.
Okay.
But the badger comes through very strong for you, and I feel like it's persistence. Now, I do question this chap that you're sort of, you're waiting on a response and you're waiting for him and like that. But I kind of question whether you should be wasting your time waiting for this guy. I feel like there's something better there for you. Someone who's going to rise up and meet you rather than, you shouldn't have to chase them. If you're chasing them, it's too much work. You don't need that. You've got enough charisma that, you know, you'll do better. It's like Kimberly, too. Like, she requires somebody who's, like, going to put something on the other side of the table. It's going to bring something to the party and not make her do all the work. And I think the same thing for you, Amala. You shouldn't be the one made to do all the work. It should be an equal partnership and a meeting of minds, a meeting of souls. So give yourself a good question session on whether you should be wasting a lot of energy on this person, because I think it almost feels like they're playing games, and if they're not playing games, then they're unaware of what they're putting you through. And either way, it's like, I don't know if you really should be, you know, I can't think of the word, hammering at a door that won't open. Sometimes it just wastes your energy. Tony, do you want to take it from here?
Thanks.
Let Marianne go next. I'm going to go next.
Okay. All righty.
Still contemplating. Thank you.
Okay. All righty then.
Okay. So what I got for you is they just want you to stay positive and to keep an optimistic attitude. And they're saying that a very positive momentum is beginning to build towards the creation of your desires. And you're spending you're speeding your dreams along by maintaining a cheerful and confident demeanor. So it may seem as though your plans are taking very long to manifest, but very soon you'll see a change. So don't allow yourself to lose hope when the dreams are so close to coming true. So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
So true. Very, very true.
I basically got the same thing. I got many mixed messages here. I don't know. I'll just tell you what I got. So I did draw a card for you, and then I got the Empress, which kind of threw me completely off. I don't know what your conversation with him was or anything, but the Empress is about the divine feminine prophylic creativity, fertility, motherhood, unity, the goddess, sensuality, nurturing, abundance, empathy, unconditional love, unification of mind, body, and spirit. So I'm not sure what your conversation was, but it says I am ready to give birth to my rich future. So it's kind of like what Marianne's saying, if that whatever you're working on, if you are still working on something, it is going to happen. I don't know if that has anything to do with who you're talking about, though. And then I got the card that's the World, which is completion, joy, wholeness, achievement, happy endings, abundance, success, and new levels. So everything I'm getting is a positive. But then when I think about the person you're talking about, I get a negative. So I'm thinking that it doesn't fit with where you're going. I think it's just something that's been intriguing for you for the last couple of months, but it's not something that you should move forward with. But everything else that you're doing, you should. Does that make sense? I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I think that with the Badger card and what you're saying,
yeah.
The thing is with me, everything is a learning curve, and I think it's more I'm stepping into my power because of this person, honestly.
Yeah.
And I'm reaching out to him. I'm not even I haven't been chasing him. I actually waited,
right.
And it's not like I'm waiting by the phone or waiting for an email. It's just, it's a different trajectory that I'm taking versus like, okay, so should I check in on him? I'm just letting him be. But now it's kind of like intuition. You know when it's time to step up, and you know when it's time to take a step back, I think, like as a spiritual warrior. So it's time for me, at least intuitively, I feel like I need to say something in the sense of like he needs to take accountability and responsibility for himself. And I think this is my last chance. I'm not going to – and I actually – I'm practicing it. I'm a writer, so it's not, I have not sent the email because I'm tweaking it, and I'm really being very mindful. So it's everybody. Just bottom line, I think universe provides. No matter if this person works out or not, it's for me to really step into my power, and I have done that through this person for sure.
Wow, I love that.
I do.
That's
and
very cool.
Yeah,
thank
you're
you.
Absolutely correct. But I think with what's going on with him is I think it's right that you stepped back and haven't said anything for a minute because I'm not going to use the word scared because I don't think that person's scared of you. It's just kind of a gotcha, like you figured him out maybe and he wasn't ready for that or where nobody else has. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're right. I really feel that he has to live up to the expectations now that he has never had to do that before because he's a good, he can hide stuff and he's a good flam man kind of, but you figured it out. So that's freaking him out is what I feel.
I think a lot is freaking, I mean, I'm also, I don't know if you ladies know this, but I am legally blind too. So it surprises people. My vulnerability surprises people in the way I could really, you know, I am an advocate for myself and for the blind and for the disabled. Yeah. So it's just, there's a lot to this. But I think by talking to you all, I think it makes sense for me to go with when the time is right. I'm going to do it sometime this week in spirit of Thanksgiving. Yeah. And then, you know, and then we'll see.
I don't necessarily think he's not the right person. I just think he's like, you know, freaking out about all your abilities and then your spiritual abilities and then you write. I think it's like, wow, I've never had to deal with this before. And it's like, you're
right.
It's either excuse my expression, but it's shit or get off the pot, basically.
Yes.
So
it's so true.
Kind of, yeah, kind of having to figure that out. And it's taking him a little time because I really think that he will be sincere with his answer, whatever it is.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what this email is about that I'm going to send this week is really, let's be honest here. Let's put everything out on the table. There's nothing to be afraid of, at least on my end, and I actually wrote it with kindness and compassion. So,
yeah. I think you're going to be surprised with the answer. I think you're going to be very surprised with the answer. I think it's going to be a good thing. So I got a very strong yes about it. It was just confusing about, because I was getting all the other things, probably all the other stuff that you do. I couldn't get past that until I said that first, and then I could open up to him. But, yeah, I think he's amazing in some ways, and it's just that he's never had to deal with it before. So I think you're absolutely right. So,
yeah, I just
nice
listening.
You. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's wonderful.
It's a very interesting journey, even of how this all kind of transpired. It really goes to the saying of, you know, what's meant to be will be. And it kind of feels like divine timing of everything, because even the way we met, it's just, I would have never, you know, expected it the way it, because we have had a lot of gaps. And the funny thing, those gaps per se is more for each of us to grow individually, and then we come back together whenever.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
So. You're very wise.
Very interesting. Yeah.
You've got a lot of good thinking going on there, Amala. It's quite admirable.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, you talk about your power, but you holding it in two hands, and like, I defy anyone to like stop you. You know, you go.
They will, and I think it's a good thing for that person too. They've grown during this journey, also. So it's awesome.
Yeah.
Good story.
Like a catalyst, really, for this person's spiritual growth. So, way to go.
Yeah.
I think that's why we connected in the first place, for sure. Yeah. I mean, there was a definite kindred spiritual connection. It's just more like, there are memes out there. There's one that I read the other day, like, knowledge is great, but apply that knowledge. That's real knowledge. You know what I mean? And a lot of people, you could have all the book smarts in the world, and you don't even have to read books, but you could have all this intelligence. But let's apply it. Let's share that with the world, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm about, is that, I've gained, you know, knowledge through this. Much the blindness is my teacher. I mean, I'm learning how to see without vision.
Wow.
So, crazy. I mean, that's the biggest thing of all. Like, who would have thought that? I was just thinking that this morning. Like, I had better vision. I still can see. And I had better vision. I had my driver's license, all of that. And I was the most confused, no pun intended, blind lady with more vision than I am now.
That's awesome.
Honest to God.
Is this something weird? Are you going to challenge, are you going to channel this into a book, another book, do you think, Amala?
I don't know. I actually have an idea that came to me. There's actually a few things. I don't know. I mean, I already did an inspirational quote book that came out 21, and I don't know if it's going to be a book, but I'm doing something with the epiphanies. The epiphanies are pouring in like nobody's business in the last 3 weeks, and that's how it goes. So I'm writing about it now, so I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but very, very interesting. I can't even write fiction like this. It's just crazy. It's crazy looking at myself and my life and how complete and whole I am with the poorest vision. I mean, the way I see, honestly, I lost vision in the last 2 months, and it's like whiteout conditions in the snow, but no snow. That's what I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yep. Yep. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's got to be...
Yeah. It's weird because I can't see my face as well as I used to. So I'm literally like, who's this in the mirror? I don't know. Like, it's the craziest, weirdest phase I'm in right now. I'm just like, oh, my God. But you know what keeps me going? My mojo is me in the sense of how complete and whole I feel inside out. That's what's like, you know, you're together. You don't need this per se. And that's why Divine did it the way they did it for me. I really believe that. I really believe that I made a contract with Divine before I plopped down here, and that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
You're
no
supposed
doubt.
To meet the people you're supposed to meet whenever you meet them, and everything is a contract before you got here. You're just playing it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I totally hear you. Yeah, I agree. Wow. Okay. Well, Ammo, you must get some of these into – I think you will help a lot of people if you can find a way to channel this into some writing. More writing.
I think I'm on the because I don't type as well. I still can read, but it's gone downhill in the last 2 months. I think I'm going to do something like audio. I think I'm going to do some little gem podcast snippets.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have
good.
A very, yeah, your voice is very compelling. So I think you'll do really well with that. Yeah.
Thank you.
I would listen to it. I would listen to it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, let us know whenever, if you've got something that you want to promote. Like, you know, I know we're just a little show now, but we're trying to grow, and we'll help you in any way we can to get that out there.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
You take good care. And happy Thanksgiving to you all and your loved ones. Happy holidays.
Yep, thank you.
You too. And let us know what happens, for sure.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah, yeah. Stay in touch, yep. We have a lot of members of the Sacred Embers family that we've met over the years, and Amal is definitely one of them, so that's beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Love and light, and we'll talk to you really soon. Call us back again, and we'll yak again.
Okay.
Sounds Bless
great.
You, Amal.
Thank you. Bless you. Thanks.
Oh, I did it again. Oh, my gosh. If I cut anyone off, it's just because I've got spazzy fingers. I'm not...
You're good.
386, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please? 386, are you with us?
No, we lost him.
Oh, we scared him.
They left.
Oh, well. That's okay. Well, we might have just dropped off, but some pretty amazing energy.
That was a good call to end the show with, though. Yeah, it was
great. Yeah, and some pretty amazing energy from the callers. I know, as I say, we're a small show. We had a little meeting yesterday where we sort of had a meeting, some of us did, anyway, and bugs. But, yeah, we are looking for ways to expand. Have a look. Watch out for our YouTube channel, which I think we're going to breathe some life back into. And, we're trying to, you know, get them out there. And, to the callers and the listeners, we couldn't do it without you. So thank you. Oh, yep. I just wanted to share, Dragonfly in our chat room was talking about how she can relate to the challenge of finding people. And holidays, there is an upcoming holiday, and I know that for a lot of people, it's a heartbreaking time. So feeling isolated, she talks about action to change and find others is challenging. Not romantic, just friendships and a way to get out. And I think that's something that we can all, look for the companionship. And I guess in relationships too, like friendship first always seems to work best, you know? But, if you're lonely over Thanksgiving and you just need to reach out, we're on Facebook. You can connect with us on our Enter the Light page. Yeah. And we're here because we care. We do this work because it's not that glamorous, but it certainly feels important, you know, to put it out there, put the love out there. So, let's just go around the circle. And, have we talked about our sister show? Angel Answers is on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. And that's D.C., Mary Hernandez, Jan Drake Bakke, and Catherine Peoples. Who am I missing? Oh, Liz Pfister. Yeah. brilliant. She plays the singing bowls on Tuesday nights. That's something to watch too if you can find Liz. It's her work is amazing. Oh, this is really funny. I just got raccoons coming in.
Oh, wow.
Raccoon
is
my totem. No. I sort of, my arm went flail and I whacked the phone and a video of raccoons came up. But that's my totem. I've raised 14 and raised and released 14 raccoons over the years. So,
wow.
They just keep coming into my life and I love the little buggers. They're great.
Back. Hmm? 3-8 came back. That phone call came back.
Oh, did it? Oh, it did.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, I'll just we won't quit. Then we'll extend the time and see if we... Okay, hi, 386, you came back.
Hello?
Hi. 386, are you with us?
No, dropped again.
All right.
Yeah, right.
Okay, then I won't say, okay.
We tried twice. Yep, we tried twice. So,
yeah,
they can get in touch with me on my Facebook page, Toni Jorgensen, or I'm on Sacred Embers at Facebook page and Enter the Light and their website. Yep.
Yeah. And Marianne, I know you're just Facebook, but it's important that we know how to find you.
Marianne Adams.
Yeah.
So,
Well, yeah, and I'm in Bleasdale. I am at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn, and you can find every single one of us on our website, sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love, and you can connect with everybody there. And we talked about our sister show. And we have a little bit of time, so I thought it would be fun. I'm going to play the lion clip again just for fun.
Yeah.
I think we're going to put that onto our YouTube. And this is a few years ago I was reading with Jan Drake Bakke, and she was talking about the lion. Totem came in for a lady. And
before acting rather than moving ahead impulsively and recklessly. And when faced with a tough decision, follow your heart rather than what you think you should do. So that's basically the message of the lion. And
it definitely makes sense. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Am I nuts or did I just hear a lion roar? No, I'm not joking, you guys. Nobody heard that, eh?
I heard it, Lynn, I heard it. I thought you were doing something with
no,
I don't
man,
know.
I thought that was you. Wow,
no,
that was too
are you
weird,
kidding
man.
Me?
I
are you
heard
kidding
a
me?
Lion roar.
Lynn,
yeah,
I did too. I thought you were doing something out. You know,
no.
I thought you were like, oh,
like I had enchiladas for dinner. No, no, I heard a lion roar just now. Okay, let's carry on. That's exciting. Well, you know what? We'll play it back and see if it comes up.
Okay.
On the back. Okay.
Yeah, see if it comes up. Exactly. That is bizarre. No, you know
wonderful.
What, Karen? It is. It's wonderful, Karen. You're bringing in. You've got lion energy so powerfully around you, it even made a roar.
Oh, my God.
that's
fabulous. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thanks, everyone, for calling in, for listening, and thank you to this amazing team. I love working with you guys.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. the colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.